Well, to mark National Dessert Day, doctors have revealed the three main factors behind what tempts us when it comes to puddings and desserts. Dr. Christy Ferguson is with us. Morning.
Morning.
I have to admit, I'm not a dessert man.
Okay.
Not fond of pudding too much. I like me meal. You know, if I'm going to have Sunday lunch, I'd rather have an extra Yorkshire and a couple of roast tatties rather than wait for the old pudding.
The savoury foods.
Why is that?
Well, you know, it could be gender differences, because I think that's quite common with men. A lot of times women like the sweeter foods, the desserts, the chocolates, the toffees, whereas men sort of like the savoury foods. Of course, some men like sweets as well, but there tends to be a gender divide with this.
Yeah, and of course you can work out what tempts us now. How have you managed to do that?
Well, I was invited by Ask Italian as part of their new menu development to look at the science of temptation. So what it is that makes us, you know, resist foods. And we came up with this irresistibility index. And so it's looking at three key factors. The first is aroma. You know, when you're sitting at the table and the person next to you orders something that smells amazing, we can almost taste it even before we've eaten it. And then we've got sight, which is the sort of look of a food is going to stimulate that irresistibility. And then positive association. So if your granny made it for you when you were younger, or your mum, or you have a positive associations with it, it makes it more irresistible.
Yeah, right. Okay. And do we know what our favourite pudding is?
I think everybody is different, but I think when we think about it on this irresistibility index, it can bring in all those different elements. So you maybe have the runny chocolate, something that's hot that's going to give off that aroma. Maybe you have the sight, so looking at the kind of gooiness, or something that looks delicious, or maybe has a different variety of colours. And then again, this positive association, so something that maybe reminds us of when we were younger, if we liked a particular thing or our gran gave us it.
What's yours? What's your favourite?
I love chocolate. So, you know, when I was younger, it used to be death by chocolate, the big cake you get. You know, and now it's the same. It's something around chocolate and toffee, a real mixture of flavours.
I've just written down my top three.
Okay.
I don't eat them very often, if I had to. At three, the apple turnover.
Oh, right, yes.
I have a penchant for that. At two, I give you the mince pie.
Mm-hmm.
Like a mince pie. On its own, normally. Number one, top of the dessert pops for me, rhubarb crumble.
Oh, so they're all...
Come on down, the rhubarb crumble. If you can top me top three, please do. 03459 25 2000 81333.
Thank you for coming on.
Thank you.